Yeah. It's Monday.
Oh, it is Monday. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Well, this probably is a happier Monday for some 9th. Because it's Columbus Day. So some people have off to
government workers.
Well, and I do too, but you didn't know? I mean, I do have work to do because client services means you got to work whenever your client needs to work.
We work.
But some people are in their car right now, hopefully driving and listening to us. And we hope that this makes your day a little bit better with your little bit of horror each day. And today is one final Supernatural Powers movie.
Okay, so
I wonder where you went with this one.
I'm going to be honest. This was difficult.
Really?
Because, I don't know, it was a weird genre.
I had 3 different answers.
Like a weird one.
Different times. Really?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I think because I interpreted it a little different than the way you.
Okay.
And that's,
Which is fine, right? Like, we'll be surprised, hopefully. So,
Who went first last time? Do you remember?
I think it was. Well, we did a torture movie last time. So did I do Saw first, or did you do Serbian film first?
You went first.
Okay, so you go first today.
Okay.
And let's do it where it's like you run through your movie, and then I'll do mine. Is that better?
Sure.
Let's just do that from here forward because we just kept getting.
It makes it hard for me to edit, but it's fine.
What do you mean?
As long as I have my notes.
Oh, you know, let's just keep it then easier. Hey, people, we're figuring this out as we go. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Mine is...
Go.
2004.
Oh, you got the year. Then. Yay. Yeah.
The Grudge. The American remake of The Grudge.
Man, look at you. Like, totally distant. You did this with The Ring, too.
I like both of them, actually.
Yeah.
They're equally as good.
Yeah.
And I'm really talking, when I say 2004, The Grudge, I'm talking about the Japanese one.
We are talking about the Japanese one.
The American one is later on, like 2 years later.
Okay.
But this was in the height of the supernatural horror films that were coming out. Mm-hmm. And this is why I say it's a little, because we could be interpreting it as, is it like Firestarter or...
Like telekinesis.
Or Carrie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or is it, you know, something else like The Grudge?
Right.
So, and I couldn't recall like a lot from Firestarter except, Drew Barrymore when she was a little child.
Oh, so you were like, I couldn't pick this as a favorite.
I couldn't. Well, that's the first thing that came into my mind.
Right.
It wasn't because it was my favorite. Anyway, go.
Yeah. Okay. So I definitely, like, I almost just had this be called Supernatural Movie. But that is so broad. So the powers thing, I was thinking that we would go with kind of telekinesis, but I think I might have done something very similar to you. Because like you said, I almost had Carrie on this one. And then I almost had the Friday the 13th that I've referenced a few times in other shows where it starts off with the girl
episode?
Who has... telekinetic powers and goes to the camp and kind of reawakens Jason's spirit.
Which one
again
is that one?
I think it's number 6, but I could be wrong about that. So anyway, I almost put both of those down because I love both of those movies, but I went with a movie. I think what I'm doing, I did what you did. I picked something that I just love so much that has supernatural powers in it, and it's 1982's Poltergeist. So I think we both did evil spirits or unrested spirits.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Even in the description of the movie in IMDb, they call it a mysterious supernatural curse, which it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we've talked about this when we watched The Grudge versus The Ring movie. You remember?
Yeah.
Where like what's really scary about this is that so the father kills the mom and the kid and he kills himself, and there's this like vengeful spirit that's in the house, right? So it doesn't give an F who walks in. It could be a little kid, remember, like who gets lost. It's that kid's gonna be cursed or he's gonna be killed, or you know. So, and we thought that was sort of the scary part of this, like vengeful spirit. It doesn't matter. You cross that line.
So remind me though, like, but, okay. So go back to the original Japanese one that you're talking about. Does she have like, like telekinesis powers? Like, can she move things with, like, do things go flying around the room and things like that?
No.
I can't remember.
Yeah. No. She does. Okay. She does that thing where she like, well, she does appear in multiple places in the house, right?
Okay.
Like, for jump scare purpose.
Yeah.
Sometimes her hand will like come out like, in someone's hair, like you could see her hand. Like, actually, that might be the American version of The Grudge. But anyways, but she appears in the multiple places in the house. Mm-hmm. Like, just appears, and she does that spider walk down the stairs, and she does that.
But in terms of her powers, what's her power then?
But that those are her powers, and then she takes your soul, and she like drags you across the house or whatever.
Right.
So she like doesn't have a specific supernatural powers.
Okay.
But she shows those moments where she's like, where they're picking up a guy, right, and then dragging him down the hallway really quickly,
right,
or like coming out of the water, you know.
So she just has like brute force. I mean, she's a ghost, but she's almost like a human because she's got all of her force and her strength that a ghost shouldn't have, right?
It's not really categorized like, oh, she has this is her powers.
Sure, right? No.
But she does like whatever the story, you know, demands.
Yeah,
right. That she like. She appears.
Right.
But you can't get her image of her coming down the stairs, all like twisted and tortured, and like that one eye, like between her black hair. It's horrifying. And then I feel like that movie made that sort of weird, like the ghost girls, like walking. Now that's really popular nowadays, like in horror films. Like this movie made that popular.
Yeah. It's like, girl, you need a chiropractor.
Right.
I'm trying to remember the difference. Were there many differences between the Japanese and the American version? I can't remember.
Sarah Michelle Gellar goes over, right? She like goes up to Japan and then.
Yeah.
Stays.
But I think it follows. I think it follows the story.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
I might have messed up. So. Japanese guy directed both of the American and the Japanese one.
Oh, really?
So 04, so correction.
Get this right. 04
is the U.S. version because it says starring Sharon Michelle Gellar. Okay.
So your year one is before that, presumably.
Yeah.
Like 2003, 2002. Yeah,
I apologize.
Huh?
I said, I apologize.
Apologize. All right. Well, yeah, I have malevolent ghosts in my movie too, and they're not necessarily, we don't think that they're vengeful. They are instead ghosts that, or spirits or whatever, that are not rested, right? And they didn't follow the light, and so therefore they're kind of attracted to, I think, the way that Tangina Barons, the medium that gets brought in,
do that voice.
This house is clean. I'm pretty sure that they are attracted to, I think what she says is like they're attracted to the light of Carol Ann, you know, because she's just this sweet young, very kind of toe-headed blonde child. Like, so she's just so bright that the spirits are attracted to her. And so it's kind of terrifying in that, you know, you have this little kid in your house that is being beckoned by these spirits, right? And the movie's, you know, it gets gradually scarier. So the supernatural powers of these ghosts, if you will, it's like they begin to just do like little things that the family even thinks is kind of cute and funny, which is so ridiculous. I mean, if you have something fly across the room or a glass just break or whatever, those types of things, they were making the family like laugh and think it was hilarious. I think they put like a helmet on Carol Ann at one point, don't they? And she like slides across the kitchen floor and they're all like, aha.
Yeah. Now that you see that.
It's like, wait, do you not find this a curious matter? So then things start getting like wackier and wackier, right? Like the tree comes to life outside and tries to snatch you know, Carol Ann's little brother, and basically the ghosts are so malevolent and evil that they pretty much like set that up so that the parents would run into his room so that they could snatch Carol Ann through the portal in her closet. So, you know, and it's like you will never look at a fuzzy TV screen the same ever again after watching this film, right? That the spirits were communicating to her through that scratchy noise, the white noise of the television set. And I don't know. There's just so many good moments. There's so many.
That's the iconic moment of the first movie, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and I'm only talking about the first one right now.
Even though about the TV screen, the ring just kind of took over after that.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. And then
that little girl never, like, she died, right?
She
after
died.
She made the
yeah,
third
so,
one. So weird. That makes the whole thing sort of
so
weird.
So did the older sister. The older sister died too. And there's this
coincidence.
I don't know. Like almost everybody in this there are like serious believers that this movie was cursed completely. So that, which is interesting, right? So basically, you know, the moral of the story is don't build houses on top of graves. And the guy that sold, you know, this family that moved into this new house in the suburbs, this house lied and said that, oh yeah, it used to be a cemetery, but all the bodies were moved. But of course we find out later that none of the bodies had been moved, just the headstones were removed. Right. And so it's just such a, it's a good ghost story, and it's, you know, I don't think we ever really know exactly why all these spirits that kind of lie underneath of this neighborhood need her spirit. I'm sure it is in there. I'm just forgetting. But, you know, it's scary. It's really scary. And it's the thought of like your daughter being trapped in some unknown place and you got to go get her. And I don't know. It was something totally new and totally frightening. And, you know, there's like the other moments, I think, where the ghost gets a little rapey with the mom. So basically they think that everything's good and fine, right? Tangina says this house is clean. They get Carol Ann back. Everybody's like, we're going to move, but tomorrow is the day that we move. And so basically like mom goes to bed and she's in her t-shirt and it's that quintessential, body, you know, kind of being dragged up the ceiling and wall, which we've seen in so many movies too, like Nightmare on Elm Street and things like that. But her body's like floating around, and then they finally get out, and there's I think if I remember correctly, so when they run outside and they're in the pool, this is also terrifying, there's like skeletons that rise up out of the pool. I kind of want to say that they use real skeletons for that scene.
Why do you say that?
Because I think I remember hearing that years and years ago. Basically, I think I heard it when it was attached to when I heard about people who believe in the curse of this film. I think it's because they think that, you know, they just should have never made this movie because it was such a kind of a deep story. And I think that, yeah, I think I remember reading that they had real skeletons. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but that's my memory. But anyway, it's a totally cool flick. And it's so memorable, and it paved the way, I think, for a lot of other, you know, malevolent spirit movies.
Cool.
Supernatural powers
versus the grudge. All right, this is Mickey.
This is Tracy.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.